You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Breaking Bad After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Breaking Bad After Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Breaking Bad Season 5, Episode 5, aptly titled Dead Freight. I'm your host, John Comerford, and I'm joined in the studio by Maria Menounos.
Woo!
Kevin Undergaro.
Still, I don't know what to say.
Kristen Snyder.
Hi, guys.
And manning the booth is our very own Bengineer, Big Ben Bottomley.
Hello, everyone.
All right. So, I don't even know how to get into this, but what I want to start off with is overall reactions. And Kevin, you've already mentioned you're stunned. I'm a little shaky after watching this.
This was my reaction. You couldn't see me in the front row. I was like,
a big old mouth open, hand to mouth. Yeah.
And for you, deck. iTunes listeners. Yeah, YouTube,
it was a holy shit.
Yeah. Just stunned, like, oh my God. It's Kristen and you.
Normally this show like takes time to dissect the rationales that people have, and we didn't get that this show. Wow. And it was just right thrown just right at you.
Bam.
Crazy. Benjineer, what do we got from you there for watching this?
I don't have any words.
All right, so we're all stunned. All right, so before we get into the big elephant in the room and everything that this episode led up to, we're going to break things down by starting off with the family and the Skyler scene with Walt and the whole thing with Flynn, Walter Jr. I don't even know where to start there because I'm still freaked out by the whole episode. But I thought it was really interesting that Walt finally got what he wanted, so to speak, in Skyler's word. Flynn wants to come back, Walter Jr. It's interesting that she won't call him Junior anymore.
It's annoying me.
It bugs you?
He's Walt Jr. Why do we got to call him Flynn?
He wants to be.
They're catering
and she
to
doesn't
him.
And she doesn't want to call him Junior anymore because she's just so pissed off at Walt. She doesn't want anything to do with him or have her son in any way.
Why is she going along? Why? I mean, I get Marie because that's who Maria is. She's definitely one to pander.
Right.
But why is mom doing it?
Why is mom calling him Flynn?
Yes.
I think it's a kind of an FU to Walt. Not to call him Junior because she's so pissed off at him. She doesn't want her son to be like him, act like him, have a name like and nothing. I think that's what that's about.
You're not Walt Junior.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want that any kind of association there. Bad influence, all that other stuff that she said, I think that's what that's about.
She did congratulate Walter, though. For the first time.
Yeah, he finally got it. That's right. It's nice to see a little appreciation from Scott.
Finally.
Congratulations, you got what you wanted.
She's so gangster, too. Like, I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah.
Again, why does she want to continue in this? That's what I don't understand. Why doesn't she extract herself from the situation if she's so concerned about her kids?
I think because he did a really good job of rebutting any of her arguments last week. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? The only thing, all she knows is, remember, she didn't have a plan farther than two things, and he crushed all those plans. So I think all she's thinking, I just got to keep my kids safe, and then I'll come up with a plan.
Or till he dies.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not a realistic thing to think that these kids are just going to live with Hank and Marie all of this time. But I do think that maybe she's afraid if she does extract herself, she's exposing them.
Could be, because then if she does, they're more in jeopardy because she'll be out of the equation. The other thing I think is, she like she did with all the others, where she came up with those ideas with the guy that owned the car wash before. She came up with those ideas. They weren't immediate to her. It took her a little bit to figure out.
She was like, it took her time.
Yeah, I think she's probably going, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy my time, and I'm going to figure out my strategy so I can, because I know I'm going up against him. He's a better chess player than I am. I better figure it out first. So that's what I think, she's biding her time and trying to keep her kids safe at the same time.
I think we're going to see her alter ego rise, and I think that perhaps she can love this new man in a way.
Okay.
Once she becomes this new identity.
Okay.
I see her kind of like, you know, she's practicing this new Skylar. And well, she's kind of like his partner in training. And once she starts getting into this act, she's going to become that person. Like, her character will come to fruition.
Fruition. And speaking to that, I think that we saw a little bit, because the first couple of episodes, first four episodes, she's a little shell-shocked. She's on her, she's off her game. She's, you know, backing up. And he's winning all the arguments and all that stuff. And this is the first episode where we finally saw her being like she was in previous episodes, not this season, but last season, where she had her stuff together more and she was more articulate, more confrontive in a sense, even though she was saying, I'll be whatever you want to be. But she is now calculated. You can kind of see her thinking some things out and going, okay, that tactic of me being so shell-shocked, I don't know what to do, and ending up in the pool and all that other stuff, I think that's gone. And now she's turned a corner and she's, this time we saw her certainly being more present and not being in that state.
Well, she kind of did that so that she could figure out a way to get the kids out of the house.
Absolutely.
By freaking out Hank and Marie. You know, she got what she wanted.
But I still think part of that was real.
It was. I agree. I thought that from before, too. So, but I love when she was like, I'm not your wife. I'm your hostage.
Exactly.
That scene reminded me of Sharon Stone. She's got the cigarette and the heels and the crossed legs. And I don't know. I just felt Sharon Stone when I was watching that. Did anybody else feel like that?
You know, I did, actually. But and the other thing is, and I pardon me for not remembering who sent it. One of our fans, one of our listeners, wrote in about, remember how Walt hid the ricin in a cigarette?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who started smoking this season?
Wow.
Yeah, I read that.
Right.
Someone thinks.
I have them. Let's give them credit.
Please do.
Zen Ricks.
Thank you, Zen Ricks.
So, but that's how Skylar's going to go down.
When the smoking was happening, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is that she, more and more they're making that prominent. And now, you know, because last week she did it and she put the cigarette out in his coffee mug and all that kind of stuff. But that's what I was thinking when they had that scene.
In his 51
exactly,
mug.
So. And the only other thing I wanted to mention today is the whole Flynn thing. This was it was great for RJ. It was a good scene for him. It was nice to see them, too.
Right.
And to see Walt stand his ground against him and be a healthy parent, which we haven't seen in a long time.
Finally being a healthy parent, not an enabler, but because we're your parents and you're our child.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other, this is not a debate. There's no discussion. Let's go do it. Move. I thought that was great.
You know, speaking to the hostage point, go ahead, John. I want you
to. Well, it's just that it was the irony of him being a bad influence but being a really good father at that moment is not. I mean, I just think it was really rich with irony.
It was.
Because that is good
influence.
Which
is who he is. Yeah. He is so rich with irony in everything he does.
It was wonderful. So.
Well, speaking to the hostage thing, just looking at production design, did you guys see how many use of bars and stripes?
Yes.
So, they were, like right now, if you're looking if YouTube viewers, you can see.
We're looking through Venetian blinds.
We're looking through Venetian blinds when he's meeting with Hank at the beginning. When
with Lydia.
Lydia the Great.
Being chained to the table, that's
and
a great.
And then the Great, you're shooting up through the Great. And if you look back at the episode, you'll see it. And everyone's wearing, like Walt's wearing stripes. Hank's got stripes right now, which is the prison stripes, so it's just very interesting.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
It all tied back to that.
Yes. And even the stripes on the helmets. I mean, there were stripes and bars everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting. All right, so, and is there anything else we wanted to talk about?
What about the Hank scene?
The Hank scene? Which part of that?
Whenever he's just talking about how Skylar doesn't love him anymore. Walt's saying how Skylar...
That's our next...
That's our next topic. So before we get into that, we want to thank everybody for going to our AfterBuzz TV website and clicking on that Amazon banner and making your purchase, your online purchases there, because we, Amazon is a thank you to us, gives us a little kickback. So thank you to you for providing that and making the, our lights stay on and us be able to bring this content to you. So we appreciate that. So now we're getting into the Walt's acting job. So
Academy Award.
Yeah, didn't
for
know,
that.
Were you buying it? I was actually.
He's
going.
Great.
Okay, I know. Yeah, he was great, but I'm
he
going.
He teared up.
He was terrific.
He was fantastic.
It was amazing, but Kevin was like, "Is it happening?"
But he's just so smart because he knew that. He knows what Hank is.
Yeah.
He knows what kind of guy he is. He knows he's not the kind of guy who's going to sit there and like, oh, poor thing.
No.
He's like, let me get out of here. How do I get out of here
so
fast?
Much. I mean, he knows it. I mean, literally, I'm going, he knows he's not touchy-feely. He even knows it so well that he even touched Walt. I mean, he touched Hank at one point, and that just went, Hank just said, okay, I got to get,
typical male, like, was just like, okay, buddy.
Coffee. Get coffee. But wasn't it, I mean, was anybody buying Walt at all? Because
I mean,
you knew it was an agenda.
I actually did buy it.
You
There's
did.
Definitely
I bought
some
it
truth
until Hank like got up and then it clicked. I was like, oh, Walt.
Okay.
Oh,
Walt.
I knew it was an act.
You
from
knew it was an act.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
What about you?
I mean, I knew it was an act. However. Mm-hmm. He can go to that place.
Yeah.
I mean, that exists. His wife doesn't love him anymore, and he's definitely dealing with that in the back of his mind. He can pull it up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's anywhere near the surface, but he can pull from that.
See,
he does not care.
Does he not care?
He
wants one thing and one thing only. He wants his methylamine.
Right.
And he wants his power and his empire.
All right.
He does not care because he knows she is his hostage.
See, and I'm a little torn because I'm right in the middle of that because I agree with you. He wants his methylamine, and obviously he went in there with the agenda. I've got to put all this stuff in there. He obviously said, but the way he came out of it, when because you know, you usually an actor would do something like this, where or anybody would do this. As soon as that person leaves and the door closed, boom, and they're off to the thing. But he didn't. He took a moment, and he actually was, you could see him actually shaking that off, like coming out of that. So I kind of bought that on some real minor level, that is the last vestige of him caring was like.
I agree, because he, if would the perfect world for Walt be just a lot of money and power, or the perfect world be money, power, the wife and kids?
Absolutely,
right.
The wife and kids.
So, but you know, the other thing I noticed too in the scene, high angle shots. We're seeing that all through. It's like surveillance. You see it all through this episode.
Yeah.
But there it is right there.
Yeah, exactly. This high angle shot of Hank's office.
But if you notice, when they go to the two shot.
It's from here.
The two shot from there. I don't know how to describe it. I'm sorry. In the profile. If you guys watch again, watch how low Walt is.
Yeah.
His chair is much lower. This is why he's so fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's hunched over. And he's putting himself in the position of weakness.
Yeah.
I'm the smaller guy.
And won't look. I mean, the whole head down.
It all goes back
great.
To the camouflage, the fern green car. Like, and Mike August, you know, one of our fans, he wrote me before we came in here, and he was saying how a tarantula sheds its skin.
A tarantula does?
Yeah, that was the report he had said.
That's
just interesting. If you look at you can tell this one seat's higher than the other.
Yeah. Yeah. That great scene. Go ahead.
I loved when Walt walked into Hank's office. I was surprised he wore the watch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And what I'm so blown away at is like completely like reckless disregard. Mm-hmm. For, you know, keeping this hidden in some way.
Well, back
away,
Maria. Back up and think about this. He's become an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
You know, he's pushing everything to the edge. Like, he had the computer laptop erased, but he had to crank that magnet. Yeah. And he had to just go all the way to the edge. And we saw this with tonight's episode with draining the meth. He had to go all the way to the end. He's become an adrenaline junkie. So
and it's the beginning of his down. It's his hubris. It's coming up. He wants everybody to know he's Heisenberg. He wants everybody to know he's the smartest guy in the room.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's that one and F you. It's like, yeah. I got it.
I know, but it's like...
I know, I agree with
you're
you.
You're living very opulent.
Yeah, he
because,
is.
Because he has been a whole life of being in...
Right.
You know,
but that's going to be his downfall.
This great genius and person, this great mind, was just buried as a chemistry teacher somewhere out in the sticks.
And it's leaking out. That's why I think it's great. I mean, he shouldn't wear it at all. I mean, it's crazy. I completely agree with you. It's the worst.
Well,
why are you doing that?
But it's proof of his demise is coming.
Right. Yeah, it's a little foreshadow of that.
I feel like as
we don't know if it's his demise, people. What we know is he's flipping the bird.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know.
Yeah, and what happens when you flip the bird, when you get that
copy? Yeah, we're surmising that he is going to meet his maker.
Well, I've always said it's going to be an ironic end.
Yeah.
It's not going to be your clean cut. I don't think where he's getting lynched. I just don't. I know it's too. That's too obvious, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, for this show,
it's too obvious to go with the Scarface ending.
Just like
ending.
His character is so gray. I mean.
Right. As we move forward, though, I feel like we're going to see less and less of Walter White, because here we finally slip back into him. He's full of doubt and concerned and anxiety about what's going on with Skyler, and that's who he was as a character. And I doubt we're going to see that in many more episodes. No. And also, I really liked how Hank said in this episode, from where I'm sitting, I just don't see it.
You're a role model. I died.
Well, first he said provider. He said provider first.
Yeah, he did say provider. That was nice. Oh, by the way, and I this has nothing to do with anything, but I just hit on it. That I just remember last week he said nothing stops this train.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Again, Mike August, I was going to say that he had said, yeah, he said, no, that's, but you're right. Nothing stops this train.
Okay, so he does this wonderful acting job with Hank. It's all to get him out of the room. Plants the little thing on the computer, and I'm sure, what's that, some sort of, I don't know what that device is. I'm sure
monitor.
It copies the computer, at least somehow they have access or surveillance.
I think it live
computer.
Streams. Was
live stream, okay, there you go. And I'm sure we'll hear about that. We didn't have time to, since we go up right after the show airs, we don't have time to do a lot of research on that. But I loved the way they opened up the scene, which was Hank putting down the picture of Marie and him.
Marie in yellow. Finally not in purple.
Interesting.
So we're seeing the change.
Yeah, and then he puts the mic in that, which was great. And it
just freaked me out that Hank walked in
as
he was finishing it. Not because of the drama, obviously, in that moment. It just means that Hank is going to go back to who held that photo.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Hank did say, you're spending a lot of money, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
It's all as these
long as
little
you have enough.
Clues, right, exactly. But are being dropped. And,
yeah.
And I thought of that too, Maria. Mm-hmm.
But he covered it nicely. I like the way he covered it. They did a great job.
Of course. But I just love from where I'm sitting, I just don't see it. And it's like, you're going to see it soon,
and
Hank.
The other nice
It's just what you're going to do with the information.
That's right.
That's another thing we're not thinking about. What is Hank going to do when he figures it out? Is he going to sell him out? There might be a chance he won't.
He might try to
get him out. Think about it. Remember when Walt Jr. said last week, well, if I get caught, you're going to take care of me. Remember in that scene?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The speeding ticket?
And he said...
Could be.
But what was his answer? I'll get you a window in your cell or something
right.
like that.
Right.
So he's getting, you know...
Well, you know what I think?
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to him holding the baby. Now, when Walt was holding the baby last week, the baby was in a red hat.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Mike August, for throwing that at me. Now, this week,
it's pink.
Hank is holding the baby with a pink hat. And what does Hank say to the baby?
I'm not going to let you go.
You're my baby.
You're my baby.
Yeah. I'm not
going to
let
you back.
What I surmise is now that you know we've gone through all of Walt's villains, right? The greatest was Gus.
Yeah.
I believe now the nemesis is Hank. And I believe in this chess game now, it's Walt.
It's going to be about his kids.
It's going to come down to Walt versus
Hank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think all these other people, Mike, they're all just in between. Lydia, it's going to come down to Walt and Hank. That's what it's going to be. When I see that, and I saw that today, because think about what set Walt off when, Uncle Hank's a hero.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It was like, from the children again.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it isn't that in some ways fitting because the Hank would be such the bully.
Yeah.
In another environment.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Hank's the loudmouth. He's charismatic. Yeah. He's a bully. You know, we know a lot of cops like that, don't we, Maria?
Oh, yeah.
That are like that. You know, and the nerd that's the smart one is usually just kind of crapped on and just, you know, doesn't get the attention or whatever. And it's classic. But that's what I think is. I think it's going to come down to them.
We're going back real quick to that with the Mike being in the picture frame. I thought it was really good the way they came off that frame when they're in the basement with Lydia and they're doing the phone call, and then they cut back to the Hank's office when he gets the phone call. They start on the picture, so you know. I mean, just another tie into the microphone. I just thought it was nice, just great camera work, just reminding you how they're listening in and all that other stuff.
And once again, just if you watch this, I mean, I there's so many incredible shots.
Oh, this one was amazing.
The shot composition. Between the interrogation, all the train scene, them measuring the train.
Yeah. So many different angles in one
Lots
scene.
Lots of low angles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was
making
incredible.
Them look like gods.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Something I liked before we move on
is how,
you know, Marie and Hank, they didn't have kids prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
And Marie's focus was always Hank. Like, he was her lifeline in this whole deal. And now they have kids in the picture. And I just feel like that definitely changes their relationship going forward. How do you guys feel about that?
In what way?
Just the fact that they didn't, like, they never even thought of having kids. And it was just the two of them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do we know that? I don't know that. Does anybody know that kind of thing?
I mean, it just seems like she would have had kids by now.
Well, if she could.
If
she could. But they might have thought about it. They might have tried.
They never explained it.
I just see that changing their relationship.
Yeah. Well, I think it will definitely change that.
I feel as though, and it's, I love the writing on the show, to me, mm-hmm. I buy them as the couple that, yeah, for one reason or another, couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they play it that way. They just play it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why she's got all her neuroses, because she wasn't able to.
Couldn't have, yeah. Or, and I'm sure we'll find out, because even in the previews for next week, she put the one thing she says to Skyler is, what do you mean the kids are in danger?
Right. And she's all over it as an aunt. She's so enmeshed, which I love. And I buy.
Right.
I think Marie would be the one person that'd be accepting of Walt, because she kind of likes that he's finally found his cojones, or, you know, like she just saw him as like this nerdy, sweet guy. And now she's like kind of in his corner rooting for him.
You know
him.
What? I think that's a great point. I buy that. I buy that. You're right, because she always like would roll her eyes, Walt. Yeah. But and look who she loved. She loved the quarterback, right? He's the big mouth, like. Yeah. Wise guy jock, he's just macho man, whatever. And to see, you're right, to see Walt step up, I bet you there's a side to it. I'd be like, Plus, you know, she steals.
Yeah.
They would get along great.
Well, you're right.
And she's dysfunctional.
Right.
Yeah.
Where she may say, you know, you never know.
Well, and again, going back to the Hank thing, why Hank could be accepting of this in some way is because he's accepting of Marie.
There you go.
And, you know,
yep.
He has the power to hide all of this and protect Walt, but what's going to happen if that comes together is Walt is just going to be, you know, when you are going to get off the hook, then you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So then that's going to be the battle, and then mm-hmm. Hank's going to have to throw down, and then it's going to be who wins, Walt or Hank. Mm-hmm. So
I'm looking forward to the epic showdown.
I know it's Hank. Initially try to help him and try to get him out of it cleanly and quietly, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but then it's not going to work because Walt is just
a matter of getting away with it. He's got cancer. He's a time bomb. He's at his wit. This is a man at his wit's end. That's why he's able to do as much destruction, because he's answering to nobody.
Yeah, because he's rationalizing everything.
Right.
So, all right, before we
watch
move on.
Watch us be wrong about all
of
you
this.
Guys, I'm sure we will.
It's true. We might be. That's right. All right. Well, before we move on, Kev, would you do me the honor of
At iTunes, yes, please, if you would be so kind, go to our iTunes page. Go to iTunes.com/AfterBuzzTV, Breaking Bad. And if you'd be
nice.
So kind, well, rate and comment is mainly what we ask for. It really helps us in terms of our placement on iTunes. And we end up finding ways to improve our show many times just from your comments. I wasn't able to look at them this week. Kristen, what did you see?
Yes, on iTunes we had Don Feet, we had TI1964T, which loves your laugh and loves watching because Marie is part of the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, and the YouTube fans, the Adjuster One, Alexandra, PCR Bras, Smitterin, Super Hot Nanny, Zenrix, and Super Hot Nanny said that Walt is to Heisenberg as Urkel is to Stefan.
Oh. How to reduce it to Family Matters. I really admire I admire that. I think that's very cool. Good for them.
Nice. Okay.
Good for them. And you know what else, guys? If you would also just tell a friend about us, we appreciate it. We're growing. We're now, I think, alarmingly at 5 million listeners a week from over 75 countries. And that's because of you. And just keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends about us. We really appreciate it.
Okay, so we're moving on to Lydia here. We've got to talk Lydia. Lydia. Have you seen Lydia?
Come on, Maria. Are you ready to cop to the fact that you have a million Lydias for friends?
Wait, are you ready to cop to the fact that I was right last
week
about
Absolutely
Lydia?
Right.
I supported her.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Right about the about the GPS.
Can you fill your
She's last week, Maria was the one that thought that Lydia did not plant the GPS tracker on the barrel of methylamine. And she called that out, and I didn't believe it. I didn't think the cops would be that sloppy, but obviously they were.
We thought it was Jesse's turn.
I just knew with the shot.
Yeah.
You saw her face. She was genuinely horrified, and she never needed to show us that. And if it wasn't.
I thought she was showing that to Jesse.
No, because Jesse couldn't see her from there. He couldn't see her eyes when she was looking up. He was down on the ground level with her. So. Anywho.
Yes, yeah, so she was
absolutely
right on that.
And it was just his turn to be right. Because, you know, Mike and Walt were both, like, against him. And he was the one, even Walt said in this episode, but you're the one that wanted the vote on this. Right.
But this is what's happening with Walt and Mike and Jesse, is Walt and Mike are at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. They don't have time to think clearly. They're both fighting. And so Jesse's left quietly to figure things out on his own. Mm-hmm. And it's not that he's the smartest of all of them. It's just he's not engaging in those that power struggle that those two have.
It's the old bulls fighting for territory. And
exactly.
Right. Well, but we know that Jesse was an underachieving chemistry student from the beginning.
Underachieving everything.
Knew he had smarts.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. What's frightening to me is Jesse continues to be wearing red.
Yeah.
I mean, even Lydia's in the meth blue.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Walt's in the blue. Mike's in the blue.
And
I really hope doesn't spell the end of Jesse.
Well, it looked like it at one point, but
Lydia,
we won't go there yet.
I'm speaking of the way they looked. Lydia just looks more and more nuts to me.
Yeah. As I said, one of Maria's friends.
Just a basket case of neuroses.
She is a loose cannon, I think. And Mike made a huge mistake by not putting a bullet in her in season one.
But here's the thing.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Look at what happened in this episode.
Right.
She hooked them up. Now, they had to figure it out.
Maria has friends who have just liked
it. Okay. Oh, my God.
But
that
anyway,
is not true.
All right. So.
But here's the thing. As you watch this, and Kev, I don't know if you noticed this, but remember earlier in the season we saw the Three Stooges on their TV screen?
Yes.
All I saw of those guys was the Three Stooges. In every shot, it was the Three Stooges.
It was.
Right?
Everywhere. It's great.
It's great.
It's all throughout.
That's all I thought
and by
of
the way,
week.
Wait a minute. So you think it was a good idea that they didn't kill her?
For now.
See, I think it was a bad idea from the get-go. I think every week she's going to create a problem.
Well, here's
she's
the thing,
creating a solution, but there's always a problem with the solution. They just get bigger problems because
of it. Well, here's why it's a problem. It's because they're morons. It's not because she was the moron.
She's a moron.
No. They were going to kill her for something that she didn't really do.
They were going to kill her because she put a hit out on him.
Okay.
So that's something she did
do.
That's kind of a big deal.
By the way, don't all get carried away with that. Maria, finish your thought. Let's talk about the hit because that was interesting. But finish your thought, Maria.
But the point is now she acted out of fear the first time. The reason she put a hit out on Mike was because she was afraid.
Right.
Okay? She's now afraid again. She is now in that position where she's like, these guys, at any moment, we think she's neurotic?
Yeah.
At any moment, she's thinking, these guys are going to come back and get me.
Okay.
Because they're neurotic.
I certainly don't doubt that. I agree with you. I just think it was a bad idea. It was a stupid idea not to take care of her at the beginning.
But without it, we wouldn't have all this meth, which I'm so excited about.
No,
this
that's
is
great.
What's going to build the empire, John.
It's a great idea
I'm
for the
just
show.
Trying to build
I'm
a
just
business.
Talking if it was.
I'm just behind. Out in these
I'm just behind Walt just trying to
you
build.
You just
a
want
business.
The empire,
right? I actually think that Walt likes Lydia. I remember last week we were kind of we didn't know how
listen,
that
back
was
up, back
happen.
Back up, you guys, and to your point, discuss when he sat calmly and said, "Tell me about the hit." That discussion he had with mm-hmm. Lydia was very reminiscent of Gus. That's exactly how Gus would be. He was calm.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't emotional, and he wanted more information.
Mm-hmm. And he was Gus in the other respect too, when he said to her, "Do you think because we're both parents that I'm going to have some kind of?" And that's exactly Gus. Gus was the family man, the nice person out in the world, like taking care of charities and all that. But he would.
But
slice
he was
that guy's throat.
No, because he was logical. It was only when he got emotional, which was he wanted revenge on Hector for killing his lover, that got him killed.
Which is why I think Mike doing the same thing.
Mike is doing the same thing, being emotional about this, right? She tried to put a hit on me. It was like a little kid.
He was emotional when he didn't take her out because he was worried about the kid and all that other stuff. He should have taken care of business.
Mike is the one who's making the biggest mistakes.
I agree with that.
Everything he's doing is based on emotion. Everything in the last, in this whole season.
Well, even when he said, she put a hit on me, it felt like a little kid.
It looked like he was tearing up.
Yeah.
Tearing up?
He did. His eyes were watering and flushed.
No,
they were flushed.
But I saw them watering flesh in the previous interchange. So.
I just thought that it was very emotional for him at that point to say.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm the one saying right now, Lydia just got me. How many gallons? And I'm like, I'm ready not to throw her away.
I think Mike's the one that's got to go. If Mike went, she would feel more secure.
Oh.
I think that Walt is eventually going to take that kill list from her.
The kill list is good. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
those
back.
Nine guys
people.
Are dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Behind behind Mike's
yes.
back.
I think it's
and then Mike's going to go too. Mike's going to be the next to go before Jesse. Mike's got to go.
So. Well,
because the Empire, the train can't keep going unless they keep Lydia. Lydia's their access to methylamine.
But
that's for now. They're going to need more.
Yeah,
she's
but
got a
my
lot
point
of resources.
Is she's not gonna be, they're not going to be able to do that again.
Why?
She know because she said I have an ocean of it, right?
So right.
They'll figure out something else. I'm
by the way,
confident.
Who I got a little
I think
annoyed.
It's going to get a little obvious if every time they need some, they get stop the train.
No, they can do it a different way. It doesn't have to be that way.
I think
every time
the whole train idea was kind of a one time thing.
Yeah.
Really, she
mm-hmm.
said that's 24,000 gallons.
Right.
Now I'm
and
no meth cook, obviously, but I'm pretty sure that's plenty.
But they only got 1,000.
Yeah, they only got 1,000.
So. Yeah. But we're going to step up now, Ben. Yeah. Ben, we're like,
if
right?
we just robbed a train so easily, why wouldn't we be able to do something different that's interesting?
No, I agree with you on that. They might be able to do something. I just don't know that they're going to need Lydia to do it.
Yeah, they will. Lydia's not going to go yet.
I think
I'm not saying she will go.
There's a reason she's lasted
this
long.
I think Lydia's great for the show because it keeps creating more problems and conflict. I just think it was a horribly stupid mistake not to take care of her.
Yeah, by
the
way,
beginning.
But then
she's
we
a
wouldn't,
great actress,
but we
by the
wouldn't
way.
They're all great actresses on
no, but
the show.
She's... I was really impressed.
We wouldn't have our new batch, Joe.
Yeah, so, I know.
And I think they do need someone white collar. And here's a question I want to throw out to you guys because I'm almost a little wishful it would happen. Will Walt and Mike ever get on the same page? Will they finally ever go,
no.
You know what, son of a bitch, you're right.
Uh-uh.
Only if they
never.
Have a common enemy.
Mike's going to go.
So until they have a common enemy, no, they're going to bait at each other. They
Mike's
done. Need that for the conflict anyway.
Sorry.
We kind of see next episode Mike says I'm done, and I think that's the beginning of his end, him being really done.
Yeah.
And Ben?
I just want to say, John and I, we're not saying it was a mistake in the terms of the show and the story to keep Lydia alive. We're
no,
saying that if this was like
I
real life, we would have shot Lydia in a second.
You would have.
Yeah.
You would have put
we would have wasted
but
her.
But no. how? We wouldn't have the new badge.
Yeah, but
it doesn't. Listen,
no,
I've
no,
been
no.
waiting.
We get
five
why it makes sense. We're just
been,
saying it's going to be a problem.
Sometimes you gotta do business with the devil.
But I'm saying, as a fan of Walt, the only fan seems like who's left.
Yeah,
I'm dying to see the stacks of money and him sitting on his throne.
But
here's the point we're not
still.
Talking about. At the point where Mike should have taken care of Lydia, none of this other stuff was even on the cards. That we needed this methylamine or any of that. That was all not even there. So that decision was made without that knowledge that we have, where they're going to need her for this methylamine. At that point, they didn't need her for anything.
No. The only reason she's alive is because Mike asked, can you give me methylamine? And she said, yeah. You're saying...
I'm saying that Walt... Jesse didn't know any of that.
No,
that
no,
wasn't
no.
Even
she
part
stopped
of the equation.
Them as they were deliberating on her life. And she said,
no, I'm
I
talking
can
about
get you
way
methylamine.
Back when, I'm talking about way when Mike wanted to kill her.
Episode one.
Episode one.
That was the baby.
That's my point. Is that that's when he should have taken care of business.
Yeah. Well, can I just say the one thing that was annoying in that scene?
Sure.
And they never, ever make mistakes on the show, ever.
Listen.
The one thing that was annoying is that shot of the map from underneath. It was like a clear map.
Yeah.
And then when you cut to the opposite side, it was a regular paper map.
Yeah.
You couldn't see through the table.
Right.
It's just for effect.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that.
No.
They did that also.
It upset me.
When they had all the photos, Maria, and the spider web of... Which again, tarantula spider web. But when they had the when Hank was in his office and they had all the suspects up,
right?
And
they
looking,
shot through the board.
They shot.
So to
they
speak.
Did the same thing. They had like a piece of plexiglass.
Yeah, I didn't like this.
I liked it. I loved it visually.
I loved it visually, but could it just have been similar on the upside?
It
didn't make sense to
wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't be. I don't think you would have been able to see anything on a clear thing.
It was upsetting.
Okay, Marie didn't like that.
As the train brings the show to a stop.
All right. But Lydia leads us to the big heist.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I thought, you know, this whole episode, almost the whole thing was leading up to the last, you know, I mean, first of all, the building of the tension was amazing and the exultation when they actually, I mean, I thought it was in a caper movie. I was in a heist movie. It was
a lot
of fun.
I was having a heart attack.
I watched the episode twice.
Yeah.
And even the second time, I knew what was going to happen. And
exactly.
I was still like, oh, God. Oh, my God. It was so suspenseful.
They definitely told us, in a sense, what was going to happen in the opening. The opening was very tame. You know, it was just a little boy on his bike. But I was saying to you earlier, what I noticed instantly was the orange and black stripes, just like Walt Jr.'s car. There was something about
the original
that.
Car. Yeah. Yeah. And then the first car, the first Challenger, they bought him. And also the fact he was just playing with a tarantula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was really tempting.
You can hear the train in the background.
Yeah, you can hear the train in the background.
So you know he's there.
Yeah.
Like, did you catch that?
No. Yeah. Right. Thank you, Benjineer. I did not catch that.
And when we saw the train, I said to Kevin, I said, the music sounds like a heartbeat of a train, and that's when it started. And I feel like transitioned to the heartbeat of the kid, too.
Well, and the heartbeat of Jesse.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine Walt squeezing every last drip, and his life literally depends on it, and then he's underneath the train, and you have no idea what's going to rip your face off at any moment.
That's great.
I mean, they're the Three Stooges again.
Even that.
Yeah, there's that low angle three shot when they're about to measure the tracks. You know, it's the first shot of that scene.
The Three Stooges that weren't really Three Stooges, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think.
No, something I just noticed, they're on the track with Mike right now, and they're in that same position
with
Todd.
That's right. So
they don't need Mike anymore.
Todd's
going to
be the new Stooge.
Well,
you think so?
I don't know.
Without emotions.
I think Todd's got to go now.
There's going to be, this is going to be major, though, because you knew Jesse was going to have a real hard time with that, and he wasn't going to put up with it. He didn't allow them to kill Lydia. Yeah. He doesn't want just superfluous like killings here, and that was just crazy.
Well,
even Walt was horrified.
Yeah,
and Walt's been saying,
"Of course,
do it, but
do whatever we have to do."
Yeah,
but even that was a little too much.
Yeah, well, because he's still a dad, and that's a kid. So, but
the fact that Walt was put Jesse's life on the line really bummed me out,
about it like a sadist.
No, well, they pulled it off.
He was laughing.
No. See,
I know
you've never pulled these heists off before.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
True.
Go back to the Carney.
We've got experience.
Jesse's face after was just like, he didn't know what to feel.
Yeah.
And he played that so well as an actor. That was a really hard thing. He was like, I almost just died. But then they all went into
celebration mode.
You guys all need to come back east sometime. Yeah. We'll have a lot of fun. Let's go back in the summer. And if any of you guys want to steal an ice cream machine, a big fryer later, a canteen truck.
Are you saying that you've done that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Statute of limitations.
Right. And you have all that adrenaline going.
You stole?
No, that would make baby Jesus cry. But the laughter and the high fives afterwards, it's perfect.
Yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
But
that,
I heard from guys.
Exactly. That was all celebration, man. That was.
Yeah. I was celebrating with them. And them laughing. They were so excited.
Yeah.
I just love another Jesse victory. And you pointed out while we were watching, you're like, Jesse's now winning.
Right. But when is he going to stop trusting Walter White? Even then, he was like, Mr. White.
Yeah. You know, you guys, Jesse, you know,
that's why they're a good team.
He's wearing the red, so he could be the one martyred. But he also is doing all the right things. He kept the old car. Like, he's
not doing the ostentatious thing like buying
him. Not
wearing his own watch and all that.
And evolved from doing drugs.
Exactly.
He was sloppy with drugs. Got rid of his bad friends.
Exactly.
Supporting the kid.
And doing right by his, quote, girlfriend. I think it's Andrea. Was it
Andrea?
Andrea.
Yeah.
By, you know, look, they're going to be in jeopardy, so I need to sever that tie. So he doesn't want to do that anymore. So he is doing all the right things in a weird way. Right.
Which is why.
And he's the only one with any kind of a conscience.
It's going to really suck when he goes.
I don't know that I ever want Jesse to find out about Walt. I want Hank to, but I don't want Jesse to, because that would destroy him. And if he lasts after Walter, I want to see him continue without knowing that.
I don't want him to, but I want that scene.
Of course you want him to.
I want that scene.
And he will.
But it's Mr. White and Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
What's
exactly.
with
what
you two?
I'm so Team Walt, and I love Jesse, too. And I love that.
Wait a minute.
I love the bond between them. Just without all the, you know, the terrible things Walt did. That doesn't really matter.
Oh, yes. Let's just
I'm just saying,
about that.
If Jesse never learned, I would kind of be satisfied.
You'd be all right
I
with
would
that.
Be.
No.
I mean, it would be awesome
him.
To see. I'm just so, like, attached to these characters, it would crush me.
But don't, I mean, don't
I'm
you,
with you
don't
ben.
Dramatically you want to see that scene where
well, of
the
course.
Breaking of that.
I do.
But No,
Walt
at
needs
the same
to pay
time.
For his crimes.
No, as long as they shake hands at the end and go, yeah, you know, yeah, I did some bad things. Like Ernie and Bert. Yeah, and I did some bad things too. Yeah, you
like
want to play cards?
I killed your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and then like they could, yeah, I killed your girlfriend and, you know.
That'd be a great line to end on.
And almost killed the kid.
Okay.
And
okay, but now, even after.
Made me murder people.
This final scene. Even after we learn. They're all celebrating, high-fiving, and even after that, you're still on Walt.
Because of what?
Yes.
Because why? Because he
they shot a kid.
They didn't. Ted
no,
did.
Todd
right.
Did. Todd
okay.
did.
So you're already rationalizing that it wasn't them.
It wasn't
it was
them,
the guy they
but it wasn't
yes.
them.
Clearly it wasn't them, but they no. brought the guy in.
Yeah, but that's just but that's another mistake. John, we can go back to the plane crash.
Okay.
They've made all their bad choices.
Clearly. That's my. But that's my point.
Hold up. Who in the hell expected that kid to pull out a gun out of his back and shoot that kid without blinking, without thinking? Nobody.
No,
none of us.
Of course not.
And nor did Walt.
Of course not.
Nobody.
Man, all I know
that
is,
was insane.
All I know is Ben, we got to talk to Phil about getting some of the guys from Vomino's here to work at AfterBuzz. Because they're unbelievable.
They're amazing.
They're working cranes.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They can do everything.
Totally solid. And you know what? A nod to Bill Burr, Maria, the comedian who keeps popping up. Saul's guy.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Marie and I met him one
night.
He's
a truck driver.
But well before the show.
He was at the dog charity event.
Dog charity event. He performed. We were at a table with Priscilla Presley.
Yeah, I presented to Priscilla, I think.
Yes. It was a surreal night. And then he performed. And then we just cornered him afterwards because he was so good. And we're like, we're from Boston. He was like, I'm from Boston. And
We did. We were so impressed. He was so freaking funny. We're like, we got to go say something to this guy.
Interesting fact. Both of Saul's guys are comedians. Huel is also, I don't know his name, but
Huel, yeah, the character.
I mean, I know
Huel.
The character name.
Love it.
How great!
Huel.
They're such like deep comedians, and they're playing such dark roles. I love
it. Well, that's Saul too, you know.
Bob Odenkirk,
and Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
you know, years of Malcolm in the Middle.
I know.
They always say the comedians make the best transition.
They do. So I just think it's going to be difficult for a lot of people watching this to still be on the Walt Jesse team. When now that this has happened, I'm not saying that they are not obviously directly they didn't shoot him,
that's exactly how we rationalize it though.
Exactly, that's my point.
Todd did it. Walt and Jesse did not.
So I'm saying that's how
you do for your family, and you shouldn't feel guilty.
Right.
And by the way, and that it's funny you're joking, but that's the line that Saul said, who's the nemesis from last season? Why am I guessing?
Gus.
That Gus said, the things we do for our family.
Right.
That's the famous line that we've heard in Godfather.
Yeah, it's
and it's very much true.
It is, and that's how we rationalize it. But that's my point, is that you know going into this business that there are going to be
casualties,
and you are responsible, even though you're the one that created the whole scenario.
This is the life we chose. You know, it was interesting, too, and not to backtrack, but when Walt did say, you've seen too many movies to Skyler.
Yeah.
And he's the one watching Scarface.
Yeah.
And all we're doing.
And talked about watching a movie. Hank and said we brought Heat.
It's on Blu-ray.
Exactly.
Blue Crystal.
Yeah.
And of course, we know the movie Heat, what goes on in that movie, which is, you know, it's very similar. And I still say that, you know, the whole giving up the children is so Godfather.
Yeah.
It's so Michael Corleone.
Clearly.
Saying, I can't give up the kids. But it's interesting that Walt seems like he's semi-relented with the kids for now, which Michael Corleone would never do.
No, what do you mean? Oh, because in the scene with Skyler?
I feel like he has.
Because he didn't really answer her last
note. And he kicked Walt Jr. out.
He kicked Walt Jr. out, which seemed like and she's like, it's not going to work. Like that was just a ploy to get back to him to win her back.
Right.
And I don't know. It seems like he's saying, okay, I'll let them stay. And that's a good move.
Well, they just kind of had that agreement at the end. She said, I'll be whatever kind of partner you want me to be.
And what does that mean?
And he just kind of goes into, okay, this is what I want. And then that was it.
I know you're all going to get mad at me for this, but I have heard other fans say what I'm going to say, too.
Okay.
Like, Skyler, she's not so such a cool wife.
Yeah.
And I'm still the one that said the beginning she wasn't.
Right.
And I don't know. I just think she was all behind this. She's the one that said to Ted, good.
Right.
And Walt did... I see that, he killed Gus, but he saved the whole family.
Yeah.
So where in this is she?
She doesn't also know any of this.
She does know that.
What's your question?
So I'm saying she was like, she said to Beneke, good.
Right.
Yeah, you better keep your mouth shut, bitch. And She's the one that slept with the guy. She's the one that gave away $600,000 of Walt's money that he
was
That Walt put his ass on the line for.
Okay.
She gives it away to the guy she slept with.
Right.
Okay. She
to protect the family.
She cooked the books. I'm saying perspective. So what's Walt's perspective? And she, but in this equation, she's acting like she's so innocent, and I've married this like this psycho animal. It's like, no, you've said some things yourself. No, you did a little bit. You've said seriously. You've done some things yourself. Right. And now all of a sudden it's like
I don't think she's acting innocent. Last week she said I have blood on my hands. Last week she said she's not acting innocent.
But then why is she so I want you dead from cancer?
Because he's gross.
Only because I think she right now she sees no way out for the kids. She just has to wait this out.
But then
she rationalizes just like you guys did.
But why can't she just give up the fact that the guy did save all their lives? He did take out this big giant cake.
You know what?
I'm going to say why. She's not as good a person and
I don't think she's a great wife either.
I don't think she's a great wife.
Honestly, I think that she's a product of her environment and she's a product of all these circumstances that have piled up. And she's moving forward, but we're watching that journey. And I think from now on, we're going
to
see her much differently.
Also doesn't know everything that's gone on to really understand it. Uh-huh. He just said he killed the guy, she doesn't know.
Right, but she's wonderfully in her bliss.
But she knew that the family was being threatened. That this big giant.
And how does she know that was the only threat? Was Gus. How does she know? This guy's like out cooking meth and selling it and all these crazy things are happening.
But she doesn't know that. That's why she confronts him with that.
Right. And that's why she's scared.
Of course. Yeah, I'm not. Yes, she's scared.
But why with Beneke was she like, good, keep your mouth shut?
Because she's protecting her family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think there's any other ulterior reason than that.
No, I think she's been a gangster for her family back.
Right, and I think she's doing... Right now, I think she's just the mama bear trying to protect the kids. Anything to protect the kids so that they don't get in
harm's way. He said, I'm the one you should be afraid of, well, thank you. Congratulations. Yeah. I am now afraid of you.
Exactly.
So I'm not a shitty wife, actually.
She's a shitty wife.
She's a crappy wife. Well, all along, I'll tell you why. Because
Ben, what do you think?
Good wife.
Wait, I want to hear from Ben. Ben, good wife?
Take up for the women.
No, right? No,
not a good wife.
No, and a lot of fans agree. Like, just
not a good wife.
Yeah, no.
A really good wife would have done something in the way early on to stop this train before it got on the tracks. That would have been the good wife.
You know what? You need a nice wife. You need to get a nice gangster wife, nice Italian wife.
What would you like Skylar to do differently for you to like her? Sleep with him?
Hug him and say you did it. You saved the family.
Ew.
Have your drink with him to celebrate all he accomplished. No.
Shenanigans have almost gotten us all murdered.
Okay, whatever.
Well, in that moment, I would have said, okay, great. You saved the family. Thank you so much. Now never put us in that position again, and let's get out of this.
This truly is the endless debate. It can go on forever. Because there's legitimate arguments for both sides.
I honestly just think she's evolving. That's it. I mean, we had to watch Walter evolve. Yeah. He wasn't the best gangster in the beginning. She's not the best mafia wife in the beginning.
She's not. Well,
no. We have to let her evolve.
Clearly.
Do you think she's a shitty wife?
No. I think she's doing, being the kind of stay-at-home wife that she is, this is the process she would evolve into a mafia wife.
Okay, but
she will evolve.
But even before she was, she was a horrible wife before the whole birthday hand job. I don't know how she's a good wife. You think she's a good wife?
I think she was a good wife to Walter White.
Not horrible. Just say it. Don't be afraid.
No.
It's okay. You can say it.
No, I can't say it.
Just say it.
But do you think she was a good wife? You think she was a good wife and you think good wife now?
I'm not saying she's a good wife. Okay. I'm just saying she's not a...
Gotcha.
Say it.
No. Won't say it.
So look, you guys. If look up on the screen, Mike is now separated from them. When they return to the train sequence, they measure it. It's the three together. It's Walt, Mike, and Jesse. And now if you look at the shot, it's Todd, Walter, and Jesse. Right. No, I'm saying. But when you watch this again, I know a lot of you do. It's the exact same shot, the exact same framing.
Just, boom.
But now it's the three new guys. And do you guys think that is because Mike is out? And we have a new amigo, or do you think Todd's not going to last?
I don't see Todd lasting.
Yeah, I don't think either of them lasting. I think Todd will last a few more episodes, absolutely.
What I
think Lydia will last longer than all
of them.
She could
be the third amigo.
I liked whenever Jesse took charge and told Todd the plan. Jesse was the teacher whenever Todd asked the question. Walt let him become the teacher.
Right.
And in that spot, right then, Todd was the student.
Yeah.
So I feel like Todd is a new student. And for them to just end him next week, I don't see happening.
And to that point, what do they say to him?
So you think he's going to go on?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's going to go that fast.
He's the new student.
I think he's going to be very controversial, but what's the difference between him and other controversial characters
well,
they
two
have?
Two things about that for me.
I'm sorry. Lydia has that leadership award for a reason, and I do think that she's putting it to good use.
Two things. So as he's being taught, what does Jesse say to him? Look, so it's absolutely, I don't know exactly the words are, but he said something. So that means nobody can know about this robbery. So he sits and they all go, and do you know what that means? And he says, yeah. So in effect, they gave him tacit.
They gave him the word.
They gave him the word.
That's a great point.
So, they are, you know, that's why I was saying that they are responsible
for
this.
And he may have done that just to prove how gangster he is.
Yeah, because he wants to, he's obviously trying to endear himself to these people.
And even Walt was like, can you make this climb? Are you going to be able to do this?
Yeah.
He was testing him the whole way through. He knew in his mind what needed to be done.
And, you know, they were, by the way, just speaking to the color scheme, the red rakes.
Yep.
And the red hose. I mean, usually those hoses are green or blue. They're rarely ever red. But anyway.
Yellow train with the red stripes.
Yeah.
You know, I think, if we were just going to follow the rules of filmmaking.
Yeah.
The fact that we see this Todd guy in the three shot with Mike completely separated in gray somewhere else would indicate that the future
is in the bushes. Mike's in the bushes.
The other thing is, I think that in the upcoming episodes, you know, Todd, we see Todd there, and he's next to Jesse. And we know that Jesse's all upset about the killing of the kid, of course. But I think what may happen is that when they keep him on, when he's kept on, that's gonna cause a huge rift between the two, which is why I think he'll stay on.
Rift between Jesse.
Just for dramatic reasons and conflict reasons, they'll keep him in. Because it'll cause a big rift between Walt and Jesse.
There's actually Steve.
Is he going to kill Jesse?
There's actually Steve the Steamer's point. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why Todd will stay. Because
now he's a foil for Jesse.
It'll be jealousy.
Yeah, between Jesse and
Walt.
When I say I don't see him lasting, that's pretty much me saying I don't want him to last. Because he's an awful person. But really, I do think Mike will probably say, like, sorry, that's what happens. And I'm assuming Walt will probably have his back, and he'll unfortunately be part of the crew.
Yeah, but I don't think long term.
Right.
I don't think long term.
Okay, so just the last thing I wanted to say about this, I thought it was so, you know, the opening sequence with the kid and the bike and everything, I thought was great. Which, you know, you have no understanding, at least for me, I had no understanding what that has to do with the episode at all. And then I'm going, well, I don't have to worry about it because I know it'll pay off somehow. I thought it was great because I completely forgot about the kid. And just a great reveal when they just pan slightly and there's the kid. And I oh, my God. It was so great because you're so caught up in the heist and the caper of it all, you completely forget about the kid. And then when he shows up, you just go, oh, my God, of course.
And the kid waves. And what happens?
Todd waves back.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then it's so stunning that they showed it. You normally in a show you just see the guy pull out a gun and you'd hear the gun go off and it would go black.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
That's actually a good point.
They showed and I go, wow, that's one of the things that was so shocking.
Maybe that's
to me.
Why we were all so shocked. I feel like we're so desensitized.
And we're so used to it just and going to black or go black and then you hear the gunshot. Either way, they didn't. And then they also stayed there with that last shot of the tarantula trapped inside the glass. Which I'm going, I was going, okay, what's the symbolism of that? I'm coming up with...
They're all in a glass house.
Exactly. They've sealed their fate. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that going on.
So many grates. I just saw just another shot of Top Train, and you see they're shooting a little bit through the grates.
Like, yeah, a lot of...
All of the jail cells.
Can I go back?
Sure.
There was one thing I didn't know the meaning of, and that was Asax Schrader. What does that mean?
Well, we didn't look that up, but Schrader's his last name.
It's
that's
Hank's
Hank Schrader.
Last name.
Yeah. But
so ASAC, I believe, is his title. I can't remember it's an acronym. I forgot what it's for. Do you know?
No, I'm trying to remember how it was used in the context of the episode.
any chance you can look that up for us, Benjamin, if you get a moment?
Wasn't
just
that
look
with
up
the baby?
Yeah.
I think just, he said
he was talking about the baby.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
ASEC. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll,
and
I'll
he's used the term before when they were in the DEA office. They're talking about ASEC, so and so.
Well, maybe
yeah.
while Kevin talks so. To us about the catches of the week, Benjamin can find out ASEC Schrader, and we can wrap this up.
Should we go to our break first, and then we'll come back?
No, let's not go to break. I think
we're actually not going
to
do a break.
Okay, good. We're over time. Good.
So I think Mike August, you know, our one of our great fans. He's always pointing out a ton of stuff that we missed.
Do we have a drop for catches of the week?
ASEC Schrader. Okay.
What is it?
ASEC is the title that he now assumes as head of the DEA.
What does it mean?
Do we know it's an acronym for something, or do you know what that? Okay, that's what we're looking for.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you didn't know.
No, that's
yeah.
Part
get
of
back
it.
To us.
Right,
you know
sorry.
Something, engineer.
All right.
Do a catch of the week drop for us, Maria. Create one. Can sing it or something.
Breaking Bad, catch of the week.
Thank you.
That was good.
Okay, being in the science field, Walt is a man who has been used to cause and effect with every problem
exactly.
having a solution.
Right.
But there is no formula for cancer, and he has a hard time dealing with that, which is why Mike thinks that this is his need for power and control as Heisenberg comes.
Mm-hmm.
And too much power leads to a meltdown, which is symbolized to a degree by his hat beginning to wear with the thread pulling
okay.
out of it. Then we get the line about the train keeps moving, which right. you referenced, which was great. He also loved the shot of Walt shaving his head and the blood
right.
because he feels Walt has a god complex mm-hmm. and the blood symbolizes that he's just a man.
Ah.
About my favorite
he's just
vehicle.
A mere mortal.
Mortal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
That's
I
a
like
good
that.
One.
So the Pontiac Aztec, me and Maria saw one on the way here. I go, flag
nice.
Him down. Let's pay for it. Flag him down. It's off of the money. And they, and they got by, but anyway, it's
yeah.
a whole other thing. It appears, what is the significance of the Aztec? Well, according to Mike August, the Aztec people wore masks to hide their identity.
Ah.
This symbolizes Walt revealing himself as Heisenberg and now out in the open. And getting rid of that car sheds another part of Walter White.
Right.
John Comerford said the fern green represents camouflage, which was the color of
right.
the Aztec, and which ties into what he has said about with the mask.
Yes.
Buying the flashy muscle car, wearing the watch, exposes him as a gangster even more.
Mm-hmm. Which goes to Maria's point, which we were agreeing with earlier, which is like, why do that?
Mm.
Right.
But that's his undoing.
That's it.
ASEC is Assistant Special Agent in Charge.
There you go.
Yeah. Head bitch in charge.
That's it.
Why is he saying that to the baby?
Because he just
excited.
Got his promotion. He's now the ASAC.
He's excited.
Special
he's
agent in charge.
Be like saying host of Extra, Maria Menounos. After you got.
Why is he saying it though? He's got to be saying it for a reason.
I think that the baby's first words will call Hank Dada.
Well, she said right. If that's his first words, so it's again. Mm-hmm. I think it's just he's the man, not Walt,
right.
which just makes Walt more upset.
And it's okay. a continuing thread because he was just setting up his new office, his new digs, and everything. That's
you guys, again, in all you other rival podcasts have the luxury of watching this 15 times, and then combing the web, and robbing everyone
our
else's
comments.
Opinions,
right?
And then you all come up so effing smart. I'd love to see you do this 10 minutes after the show, but I'm watching as I'm watching right now. Anything to the Native American pulling up in the big truck?
Oh, I don't know.
To pushing out Bill
well,
Burr's truck.
It's appropriate for the area.
Do we leave it there?
That's all I got right now.
I leave it there.
Just leave it there. Okay. So the bug, once again, with the catches of the week, the bug on the shipping drum is a golden moth. If you watch the scene when Hank is looking at the crime network board, mm-hmm. there's a photo of golden moth chemical as part of the syndicate.
Ah. Okay.
Now, what does the moth symbolize? Well, moth are drawn to flames. Mm-hmm. And in The Merchant of Venice, Act 2, Scene 9, Portia compares men to moths, drawn to the bright lights, only to get burned by them. And Walt
didn't
told
we talk about Icarus?
And Walt told Jesse, remember?
Yeah.
Flying too close to the sun.
Icarus.
So, of course, moth we know symbolized transformation. That's Walt to Heisenberg. Also, the poet Clive James wrote a poem called Whitman and the Moth. And then
Walt Whitman.
Right. So another Walt Whitman reference.
Yeah.
He found another Rocky reference. Mike has a stallion figurine on his desk. We know Rocky was the Italian stallion.
Where's he time from?
No, it's just great. He's really, really tied
way
in. And
go,
he's got so many other things, too, but I know we're running out of time.
Quick thing on the Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
What if he was just casually driving through there? He lives nearby, right? He said, I'll give you a ride back into town. What if there's a connection between him and the little boy?
Could be. It's interesting.
Right?
Could be.
That's what I think it is.
Could
if
be.
We see him again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go on to our news and guts.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, after a short break on August 6th, Gilligan and his writers actually returned to work on next year's final run of episodes. In an interview with the Huffington Post, he talked about the element of surprise, about building on facts known by the audience and introducing ones that may be shocking at first, but after further review fit perfectly with the narrative, which we can attribute to this episode with the kid on his bike. And he said, "We didn't necessarily have great long-range plans for Jesse, Gus, Mike, and Saul when they first appeared, but they were brought on to fulfill specific plot purposes. But the writers responded well to the fine work of these actors and worked hard to keep up with the show's true nature and its theme for reinvention and change." Mm-hmm. So none of these characters were meant to last, but they changed their plan.
They just evolved with it. It's great.
Thankfully.
Right. The writers themselves, they challenge themselves and they try to tell these stories visually, excuse me, whenever possible, and not doing the obvious unless doing the obvious makes the most sense. And Gilligan said those wanting to know more about the diner scene that kicked off the finale season should be patient because the payoff might not be this year.
Yeah. It's just like this, you know, took forever for us to get back to the kid. They're taking a whole season to get back to that.
That's how this ends. He's just gone and he's like, he got away. He won.
No. Why does he get the gun?
No.
All those guns.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Ben, you'd think he got away. He was living under Skylar's maiden name in New Hampshire for a while. And
he says these guns are not leaving the state.
Yep. And in an interview with Rolling Stone, Brian, he said that when they were filming that, he just had to ask Vince, like,
why are we doing this?
He said, okay, am I alone? And Vince said, yeah. He said, am I coming back for somebody? He said, yeah. And then he said, is the cancer back? He said, maybe. So.
Yeah, because Brian Cranston
because if the cancer is back, he has nothing to lose.
Yeah, and he's
coming to save Jesse.
Brian has often said that he doesn't like to know anything ahead.
That's
because
who he's
back for someone. I think that's a good one, Maria.
Because he doesn't like to know ahead because he doesn't want to play anything. Right. And he also likes to be surprised. So, but you need to know that in order to play that scene. Okay, what else we got?
I have one more thing. In an interview with Bryan Cranston on Walter White versus Heisenberg, Bryan said, a part of Heisenberg has always been there but never realized. He said, it's as if there are all these different seeds within a human being, but if they are not watered and given some form of sunshine, they're not growing, they're not going to grow. Walter started to nurture that part of him early on because he needs to. He needed to develop a skill set that kept him alive. He needed to start thinking like a criminal or else he could be dead. And he's smart enough of a man to know that. And that was the nurturing part of his character. And what comes to fruition is that kind of character. And we're going to see more of that as this empire evolves.
Yeah, and then once you let that Pandora out of the box, it's so hard to stop it.
Exactly.
Ben, I think we're losing Walt fans. That's what I'm getting nervous about.
No, we definitely are.
I think
Team
that's
Walt is kind of a minority.
It's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But I mean,
we're good.
I think this episode has really helped that. That you just
we're
wanted
gangsters.
To win.
No, because we're gangsters. Yeah, we got to be loyal to Walt.
So no matter what the aftermath.
No matter, I got to stick by my guy.
Okay.
It's a Boston thing.
All right, was there any
All right,
other
guys,
news?
And that's your Breaking Bad news and gossip for
Thank
AfterBuzz
very much.
TV.
All right, wonderful. That's good. Let's move on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, we've already given a lot of predictions as we talked about this. Mm-hmm. We all think that Todd is sticking around for at least a couple more episodes. I think that because Walt brings him in, that's going to cause a huge rip between he and Jesse. We think Mike is out at some point.
Well, Mike admittedly says he's out.
We don't know what that means. I quit? I'm getting killed? We don't know what that means.
We've surmised that he's going to get offed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who's in
disagreement?
I don't
know if it's in the next episode it's coming.
But it could be by the season finale. I mean, we've only got three more shows for the end of
Lydia,
this season.
Lydia may be the one that recalibrates that whole, you know, I think Lydia's going to be responsible for Mike's death via via Walt and Jesse.
I absolutely agree. I think we talked about this on the first day, the episode where he didn't kill her. I think we talked about this. Because he didn't kill her, it'll be his undoing.
Mm-hmm. And it should be his undoing because he is the biggest liability here right now.
He is?
Yes.
You think he is?
100%.
I think Mike is
the biggest liability.
Why is
I
Mike?
I think Lydia is actually
getting us the methamphetamine,
yeah. And she's getting them to be able to make money.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mike doesn't care about making money.
No, and by the way,
so
Mike,
he's willing to go into CVS and buy cold medicine to create like a little bit of meth.
And well, also, to your point, Maria, Mike's taking us backwards by... It's a ridiculous amount of money that has to be paid to those nine guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it wasn't like, listen, we just got to give them all $1 million, $1 million each, it'll be done. It's like, this is how it's going to be forever. You know, like.
But he's also trying to do the smart thing by not doing heists and things like that. He's trying to say a little money's better than getting jail.
But hey, they're pulling off a heist brilliantly.
Yeah, brilliantly.
Really?
They shot a kid.
Really?
They're doing great.
Brilliantly.
Hey.
They shot a kid.
Hey, they didn't do it. They didn't do it.
Okay, Todd shot a kid. What's the difference?
Yeah. All right, okay.
And all so, right. Yeah. You know.
So I don't think Mike's a, I don't think he's the liability. I think he's
Mike's
the loose
liability.
Cannon.
I kind of think Mike's. Here's what I think, guys. I think they're outgrowing Mike.
Oh yeah,
I think they're outgrowing him. I think he's old school, and I think he's. Well, he just continues to underestimate Walt. Walt just continues to figure things out, keep going forward.
I think it's perspectives, and I think it's agendas. All Mike cares about right now is taking care of his guys. I don't think he has any interest in the empire or building back.
And he wants to get his money back for his granddaughter.
Exactly. So I think that's why that's what the problem is. I don't think it's him per se as a liability. I think it's because they have not opposing but different agendas.
I agree with that recharacterization.
No, you're right. But I have to say, I'd love to either see them get on the same page.
Yeah.
But,
it'd be amazing for us.
At the same time,
Mike's boring. Again, he's got to go.
I'm team Walt, and I still take it personally the many beatings Walt took at his hands last season. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying, when Walt has to put this guy in his place, I'm not going to be so upset.
Yeah, I liked Mike before better when he was in the position where he was the go-between and he kind of had a little sympathy on the clowns and just, you know.
Mm-hmm. I liked him when he was Saul's cleanup guy.
I really Well,
so you don't like it, you got so you don't
no,
like
I
it now.
Do, I like him now, but oh, okay. he's
no, I
he's
liked
against
him better
Walt.
Before.
Speaking of cleanup guy, I feel like Mike's making half measures at this point continues to.
Yep.
Todd's not going to. He's going to be the new cleanup guy.
Todd's full measures. Gangster. That's
no
it.
Problem.
See, you could be a gangster,
he has
bitch.
No problem.
Maybe I am.
Yeah, maybe you are. You wouldn't be sticking up with Skyler. You'd know she wasn't a gangster, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, she's gangster.
Can I speak up for the show? Right.
Skyler's
speaking
gangster.
Of Skyler.
All right,
she is
okay,
gangster.
Let's,
speaking of Skyler, and this is why, you know,
let's have this be the last word.
When I saw I just saw the previews again for the second time, you know, in the background as we were all talking. And the first time I saw Skyler crying and say she's making some kind of confession to Marie with the baby. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw it, I bought it, and I was like, oh, my God,
mm-mm.
She's going to go. So, now, the second time seeing it, she's playing, doing exactly
she's doing what Walt did.
What Walt did to Hank.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So which is...
Well, that'll be
like I said, she's evolving as a mafia wife.
I've got an interesting theory, and I'm sorry to keep us going, but some people think maybe Walt Jr. is going to meet his end in a car crash.
I said that.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I was
whenever he first got that car.
And I think that's true.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, again... At Hank's hand, well, I mean Walt's hands for being so reckless.
They just all go the curve. I mean everything. The plane crash. You go to all these.
Yeah, all of
things.
It.
And then glamorizing the fact that he was racing around town. Yeah. I mean, it's at the dinner table.
But it's only going to make him more powerful and more committed.
Yeah. I think it's great. I mean, I'm on the Walt team in the sense that I want to see this go to its fullest.
I'm
getting
degree.
Sad. Every episode that goes by is one less episode we will ever have back again.
I agree with that.
I know. Because I thought about it, we have three episodes left in the season.
That's it?
Ugh. Yeah, this is only
season.
Eight.
All right. So okay, anybody else say anything? Because the music is running.
Well, don't worry.
Go.
We have Hell on Wheels.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll pick right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to go home and watch Small Town Security right now.
All right, everybody.
Oh, Bar Rescue,
and
bitches.
Bar Rescue.
Again, thank you much for joining us for AfterBuzz TV's After Show of Breaking Bad. On behalf of Ben Bottomley, Kristen Snyder, Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos.
Watch me on Extra every night.
Oh, absolutely.
Can we all be saying? And I want to say... I might go to my Twitter, my Facebook page, yeah. my website, okay. my cooking channel.
Thank you, Kevin.
Find me and on also, no, at Maria Menounos. You can watch me on Extra Evenings.
Oh, and can I also register a complaint to Phil's Feed Tech for making us wear these headsets to cover my face because okay. I want to be seen
all right,
by more
okay.
people.
Okay. Before
this
right.
people. Oh, you want to host us here on this network? Rack, get us out of here.
Hey, thanks again.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yeah, buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.